So I'm here with Ashton Davis. He's from the Campus EMT EMS program. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, of course.
So can you tell me a little bit about the program?
So the BYU-Idaho EMS agency is a state and national licensed agency, just like Madison Fire Department, Fremont Ambulance, any of your local EMS agencies. We are a non-transport, which means we don't run an ambulance, so we treat on-site, and then if a patient needs transport to a medical facility, we'll either call in Air Idaho, depending on the severity, or usually Madison Fire Department is our primary transporting agency. We also are a scheduled standby agency, which means we work primarily events on campus, well, all events on campus, but also things that are associated with the school, such as rodeo events, things that are off campus as well. But we'll be scheduled for those events, things like I-Night, dances, rodeo, football games, other sporting events, stuff like that. And then we're just scheduled standby, and then we wait around kind of seeing if anything happens. There are different events that have higher risk values, obviously, than others. So
Right. We
just kind of respond to what we see, or campus dispatch will let us know if someone calls in an issue for us.
And this is... So this is a program that students are mostly part of, right?
Yeah. So every single member of the agency has to be a currently matriculating student. They don't have to be fully enrolled, and they could be on an off track or anything like that, but they do need to be a current BYU-Idaho student. That's a liability thing. However, all of our students that are here are not EMT students. They have a pre-existing national NREMT license or certification, and then they get their Idaho state license. So they're... basic life support healthcare providers. And so while they are students, they are in no way like students in the healthcare program, if that makes
sense. Right. Yeah. This is because BYU-Idaho doesn't have its EMT program anymore, right?
No. Yeah. And that's something that when we first started up, and we always wanted to make the clarification that there are plenty of great EMT training opportunities around here, Madison Fire Department, Eastern Idaho Technical College. But the program here at the school is actually just its own agency. And so we don't do any training here. We just take people who are already, and we take anybody we can as volunteers, as long as they have the correct credentials, but we don't do any pre-existing training.
Right. And so is it, you guys are already pretty much scheduled to go to the events, or do they have to call you and be like, hey, come to my event?
So we have a couple preset things. We always work the football games during the summer. That's a pre-existing agreement that we have. We always work devotionals. We always work graduation. We always work I-Night. However, past that, the school uses event management services the same way that they would schedule janitorial, or you know, if you just wanted a couple chairs or IT or something like that, or they can email us through safetyemt@byui.edu to let us know, hey, we want EMTs at the event. Because it is a school agency and it's a little bit smaller and it's hard to schedule, we do ask everyone to try to give us at least 2 weeks notice, and we try to staff everything we can. But we have some things that are preset that we always will show up to, and other things it's just we'll be there if we're asked, but we don't want to show up and take, I guess, facilities and resources if we're not needed. I mean, if you have a classroom with 30 people in them, and they're all sitting down, the likelihood of something happening is pretty low. So there are things
right.
that we suggest EMTs being at, high risk or high volume of people, and other things that probably don't need mm-hmm. our services.
And what do you define it, like, when you think of high risk, what do you think of?
So one of the biggest things, because of the nature of this campus, it is kind of like a city within a city, because there are so many people here and everything revolves around BYU-Idaho in a larger sense. But anything that has a high volume of people, literally, is just so, I mean, you wouldn't think of devotional as a really high-risk environment, but just simply statistically, because there's so many people there, something's going to happen. Things like the rodeo, sporting events, ROTC events, things like that, where there's, you know, high impact, high movement, varying weather incidents, things like that are also considered actual, like, high risk. And those would be more of a, yeah, that makes sense, that's a high risk. And then there's kind of the gray line in between. Our services are free. And so if there's any point in time where a supervisor, teacher, anyone like that is just kind of like, I'm not sure, but I'd like to have EMS on scene, we are more than happy to staff and stand by. Even if we don't do anything, it's more of just kind of a, it always seems that nothing goes wrong when we're there, just a kind of a push away the karma, bad karma, I guess.
So have you ever had something like happen at like event, like devotional or something?
Yeah, yeah, we do. It's not, I mean, you don't usually don't see it. It's usually we try to be as discreet as possible. And because of HIPAA laws, we can't go into the specifics of what goes on. But I mean, just because the nature of students, I mean, this is a high stress environment. Sometimes students don't always take the best care of themselves. So we try to take as best care of them as we can. So we have things like that, you know, I-Night, just a bunch of kids having fun at the beginning of the semester. They get a little crazy sometimes, things like dances, concerts, stuff like that. So things do happen, but we try to, one, try to keep it as discreet for the privacy of whatever patients we treat, and also, two, just so things can continue on as they would normally for devotional. We don't try not to distract from the speakers.
Right. So just from doing some of my own reading, I understand there's kind of like two EMT sort of training, like there's a basic EMT and
yeah.
Do you accept people who only have like basic EMT training?
Yeah, so the EMT B, and it's just actually normally just referred to as an EMT. The other certification is an AEMT, Advanced Emergency Medical Technician. The EMT B, or just standard EMT, is the most general EMT license. It's the one that's most commonly found. It's the AEMT license is actually requires. It does require additional training, but it's not as much on top of that. So it's a little bit easier to transfer an EMTB to an AEMT. Our license, simply for logistical simplicity, and so we don't have to manage as much because we have to verify the skills of each EMT, stays at a BLS at a BLS level or a basic life support or just a standard EMT level. So if an AEMT wanted to come and work for us, they could, but they could only work at a EMT B level. The same applies with a paramedic. If they wanted to come and work with us, they could. It would just have to be at an EMT B level.
And what kind of things does an EMT B know how to do?
So there, a lot of it is stabilizing patients. So in this case, it's a stabilization of injuries like with broken bones, sprains, strains, hemorrhage control, life support and cardiac management, breathing treatments, things like that. There was a lot of training in pre-hospital diagnosis, or so just kind of basing on the vital signs that are seen, doing a preliminary diagnosis, giving as much information as possible so that the physicians at the receiving hospital can know as much information about what's going on as possible.
Cool. And if someone wanted to sign up with you all, where would they go?
So the best way to contact us, because we're based out of public safety, and so and because of the nature of our office, we're not a 24/7 agency, so there's not always someone kind of I'm not always in the office, if that makes sense, but just safetyemt@byui.edu is our email. If anybody wanted any even just general information, or if they wanted to join, just shoot an email with their name and just a little bit of information about themselves, and I'll get back to them as soon as I can, usually within a day. So okay. I monitor that regularly.
Cool. And is there anything else you wanted to add?
Not much. We love every single volunteer that we get. We're always looking for more. I mean, there's a fantastic number of EMTs on this campus. A lot of people work for Madison Fire, Fremont, Shelley QRU, Central City or Central Fire District. There's a lot of fire and ambulance agencies around here, and so we always ask that, you know, if anybody wants to just even just give a couple extra hours of volunteering for the school, we really appreciate it.
Great. And I thought of something else I wanted to ask you. What's been your experience being in this program?
Being here? I've worked with the agency for 2.5-3 years. I've been the EMS coordinator for 2 years, and I've loved it. It's been a great opportunity to kind of get to know the campus a little bit more. For those who are looking at pre-professional schools, it's a great, you get volunteer hours, which always look good on an application. I know you shouldn't always do everything, and if you wanted to get into EMS, it's a little, I wouldn't suggest doing it just for the looking good on an application object, but it also gives you clinical and patient interaction hours, and it's a wonderful opportunity to just kind of help out the school, and it's a wonderful opportunity to just help people and going beyond. I mean, I worked in Southern California before here, and I plan on doing EMS even on as a side opportunity for the rest of my life. It's a great opportunity.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in today.
Of course, I'd like to be here.